Today's Shiri Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Mem Hei Omid Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're going to finish off Simen Kuf Nun Hei, which deals with the importance halacha of going from the shul and learning right after shul. So we begin at the very top of the Omid, Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kodim Shielech LeBeis HaMedrash, before a person goes after davening from shul to the Beis HaMedrash to learn, or as we pointed out yesterday, if he wants to learn in the shul, that's fine. Learning in a chabura in the shul is perfectly fine. But before one goes to learn, yuchal lechol pas shachris imhuragubo. If a person is accustomed to eating something first, it's perfectly okay for a person to quickly eat something and then go learn. And in fact, the Mechaber states, v'tov shiargubo. This is in fact a good custom to have, because if you're a little bit uncomfortable and hungry, you're not going to learn as well. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Aleph writes, Kedamrinim Gemara, this idea of Pas Shachris is based upon the Gemara in Brachos. Shmonim Ushlosha Mine Chaloyim Tluyim Bemara. There are 83 different illnesses that are dependent upon the gallbladder. They attribute disease in the body to the gallbladder. Their understanding of medicine is different than ours. That's not important for right now. The bottom line is, the Gemara says, V'chulam pas b'melach v'kiton shalmayim shachas mevatlon, that if you have bread in the morning with salt, and you have a jug of water, the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Gimel says, Emein lo shar mashkim, that's when you don't have any other drinks available, so even a glass of water in the morning will get rid of these illnesses. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, U'mitzvah lahani gatzvu v'mida tova v'hanhoga tova. It's very important for a person to conduct himself. It's a mitzvah for a person to conduct himself in good health and to take care of himself properly, lishmor b'ruso, to preserve his health, k'deishi abari v'chazuk lavodos abari chisali, in order they should be healthy and strong and be able to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the proper manner. The issue footnote number 29 goes through a discussion exactly how much bread you should have, what classifies as bread. You don't have to necessarily make a motzi on it. It could even be pasabor b'kistin, various things that you make a mezonos on. The Eshel Avrami B'Chach adds that a cup of coffee with some milk also can satisfy this idea of Pas Shachris. And the Kaf HaChaim says if you can't have bread, then the cup of coffee with some sugar is also perfectly good to be Miyashiv Esalev, to satisfy a person somewhat in the morning. The issue footnote number 30 brings down from the Kaf HaChaim that nowadays our breads already have salt in them, so you don't necessarily have to dip the bread in salt. And the issue footnote number 31 brings down also from the Kaf HaChaim that when you're having water, it's a very good idea to have hot water. And he says this is really the source, if you wish, of the very common practice to have in the morning a hot cup of coffee or tea. The issue footnote number 32 brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozer Zatzal, that it's important to understand that these are not halachos over here, that you must have bread in the morning, you must have a cup of coffee or something like that in the morning. It was good suggestion. Eino nikra avaryon b'shokach. If you don't do this, you're not considered a sinner. Eitz atovim bilvad. It's just a good suggestion over here as a way to keep your health. If this doesn't apply to a particular person, he's absolutely not obligated to do so. This concludes Simen Kuf Nun Hei. And now we go to the very important Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Seder Maso Maton. After you go and davened, you ate some breakfast, you went to learn, so then you go to work. So the Mechaber starts off and tells us, Achar Kach Yelech Liyasokov, after you've finished your morning schedule of davening, learning, eating, then a person should go to work. The Kol Torah, She'eni Mo Malacha, any Torah that doesn't have associated with it a person also earning a living, Sofa Betela V'Goreris Avot, will eventually not be successful type of Torah learning and will eventually lead a person to sin. Ki Ha'oni Yaviren Odas Kono, because a person who's impoverished, a person who's very poor, is invariably going to be angry at God and he's going to unfortunately turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Mechaber tells us, V'Komakom Lo Yaseh Malachto Ikar El Aroi. A person should be very careful. He has to make a parnasa, yes, but don't let your work become your life. Your work always has to be subordinate to your Torah learning. Your Torah learning always has to be the major, major part of your day. And if a person does that, he works as much as he needs to make a parnasa, but his essence of his life, the important thing in his life is his Torah learning, so then he'll be successful in both. He'll be able to make a parnasa and will also be successful in his Torah learning. Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Aleph explains, a person should go to work. Person's activity should always be in the golden middle path. A person shouldn't be too stingy. He shouldn't waste his money. He shouldn't spend too much. The issue footnote number one explains that this idea of spending too much doesn't include money that you spend on Shabbos and Yontif, or money that you spend for Torah learning, or to teach your children, Schar Limud, also for Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. All of these things are, so to say, in a separate calculation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, he cautions based upon the Bir Halacha, that Tzarech Kolodim Letzamtzein Bo'otzoasav. Otherwise, the person should be somewhat circumspect in his expenses. Shelo Yosifilo Elamasha Poskulo. He shouldn't spend more than he has. He says this is a great mistake in our time, that many people, unfortunately, don't have the money, yet they spend it. And this causes the downfall of many people, Rahman al-Litzlan, and will lead a person to unfortunately steal and cheat and do all sorts of embarrassing things. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, likewise with all of the other character traits, the Chayim B'chol Amidos, everybody should always take the middle path, the golden middle road of the Rambam, with two exceptions, Raka Gava in regards to arrogance, and Hakas in regards to anger. Yisrachit mehem akotzo achron. There, don't try to find the medium balance, but go all the way to the extreme position of being extremely humble and being very, very difficult to anger. Like we learned in Pirkei Avos, ma'od ma'od hevei shvel ruach. A person should be exceedingly humble. Ma'od ma'od. Likewise, in regards to anger, the rabbis in many places in the Gemara and other poskim discuss how bad anger is. It's essentially equated to worshipping avodah zarah, and a person can't think straight when he's angry, and it's a terrible, terrible midah. So these you don't find the middle path. Here you go all the way to the extreme, not to be angry and not to be arrogant. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Bays writes that the ikker item in your life should be your Torah and not your work. Eliyase Rakide Parnasoso. A person needs to work, but he should work just enough to make a livelihood, and then he can spend all of his time learning Torah. Ach bazeh gufa tzarech lizor mipitu yayetza. But one has to be very, very careful how much is enough money for the person to live. Shemafateyu, your yetzahara is constantly trying to trick you. Shekol hayom tzarech ishtadlus ala rochazu, saying you need a lot more than you really do, and you have to spend much more time on your parnasa than you want your Torah learning. A person therefore has to look carefully at himself. What he really needs to survive, what he can't do without. And then, and that way, if a person really looks at what he absolutely does need and what is really extra luxury that he doesn't need, then a person will be able to be successful in his parnosa as well as being very successful in his Torah learning. The Sharet Zion, the Chofetz Chaim, brings down an Oz Gimel. How do you know that you're not being tricked by Yetzirah? So he says, when you decide how much you need to have, imagine that you were earning it for someone else and you were paying for that person's needs, but no more than he absolutely needed. How much would you be willing to spend to clothe and feed your friend? How much would you say then is an absolute, or how much would you say then is luxury? So what you would do for your friend, that's what you should do for yourself if you have to go earn all that money. The issue footnote number two brings down that if a person is very wealthy, there may be still a heter for him to go and work, because l'fomim shekavonoso, his intention sometimes will be how he can use his money to do more mitzvos. For example, l'harbos b'tzdaka v'chesed ayidezeh, with a lot of money he can do lots of tzdaka, charitable deeds, and all sorts of charitable acts. Or he'll be able to support many different people in jobs in his employ. And this is all considered also acceptable way to spend his time. The issue foot number three cautions us against thinking that we really need to work more than we absolutely have to. And he says this is the downfall of many people, that they're not successful in their learning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us when we're 120 and we're at the time of the Shas HaDin, he's going to ask us, how come we don't know more than we do? And the answer will be that we've unfortunately spent too much time on things that are unimportant rather than spending time on Torah learning. Sivkot and Gimel. The Mechaber wrote that if you spend appropriate amount of time making parnasa and the rest of the time learning Torah, and the Torah learning is the ikker, then you'll be successful in both. Yiskayim biyodo. What does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, Ki ein matzor l'ashem l'hoshia b'rav o b'mot v'yishlach l'brocha b'masi yodov. There's nothing stopping Hashem to give us a lot or a little bit, and he'll give us bracha in our handiwork with the way we properly deserve to have it. Therefore, if we work a lot or a little, that's irrelevant. We have to make our ishtadlus, and Hashem will take care of the rest. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he says, V'yisov v'yitein b'emunah. A person should go and conduct himself with honesty and with belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizor milahaskir shem shemayin levatola. And should be careful not to call out God's name ever levatola, inappropriately, in vain. Wherever you mention God's name in an inappropriate or unnecessary fashion, unfortunately, misa mitzuya, that's a place where death will abound and Rahman al-Islam tragedies will occur. Furthermore, v'yizor milishfa afilu b'yemes, a person should always be careful not to take God's name even swearing properly in truth. She'elef ayaros hayu l'yanei ha-melech, that Yanei ha-melech had 1,000 cities, v'kulam nekruvu, and they all were destroyed, because they swore using Hashem's name, even though they did what they swore, but since they swore, it's not a good idea to swear. That's why we have such a strong reluctance not to ever take God's name in vain, and why we don't swear. That's why when a Jew goes to court, he doesn't swear, even though, of course, he will be telling the truth. This concludes the amount of the Mechaber that we'll do today. We're already on the Omid Beis. And now we go to a very, very long and important and critical Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Dalet, which we'll only get through part of it the rest of the shir. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that we have to, V'yisov yitein b'emunah, we have to go and deal in our activities, in all of our work activities and our related activities, with honesty and with belief in God. What does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, shelo yimotzei be'isko shum gozel v'tarmis. In your business dealings, you shouldn't have any stolen or inappropriately gained money or produce or funds in your possession. V'gam azeh sho'alun lo li'odom b'shas adin. This is also one of the questions that we asked in the final exam, number 120. Nosata v'nosata v'yamuna. Did you deal in your business dealings honestly with Erlichkeit? Kimo Shamu Chazal, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us. V'nei yesh kama mitzvos tediros. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes off on a big aside, and he tells us there are many other regular mitzvos. Mitzvos asein v'lavin, both positive and negative commandments. Shemutolos ala odom. Lasos lizorabhen, that are incumbent upon a person to do them and to be careful about not transgressing those negative commandments. Behen b'choles, at all times, v'enu muvos b'shulchan aruch, and for whatever the reason, the Shulchan Aruch didn't codify those. The kam mehen etikon amogin avram, midivri haramba, mushar rishonim. But the Mogin Avram did write them down based upon the Rambam and other rishonim. V'chein kamo hanhagos tovos, and likewise there are many good, positive character traits, hamuskar midiri chazal, that were brought down by the words of the chazal, that also weren't included. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, lochein lechdal gam kein milahatik mitzas miadorim po. Therefore, I will not stop from writing these things down over here as well. And now the Mishnah Berurah is going to go off into a longer side of various very positive character traits that a person should do, as well as things that one should stay far away from. And we'll get through as far as we can in today's shir. He brings down first from the Rambam, because of a Rambam. Perek Vav in Hilchos Deis, Halacha Beis. Mitzvahs aseh lihidobik b'chachamim v'tamideim kidei lumo mimaseim. There's a positive commandment for a person to try to attach himself to the chachamim and to the tamidei chachamim in order to learn from their actions. K'inyin shenemar, just like it says, ubo sidbok, like we're supposed to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chiev shalo liyodom l'stabik b'shchina, how can we possibly attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's physically and in every way conceivable, impossible. So what should we do to fulfill this pasuk ubo sidbuk? We should attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El kachom luchachom v'perish mitzvah. The rabbis explained in regards to this mitzvah ubo sidbuk. He dabek b'chachomim v'samideim. Attach yourself to the chachomim and to the tamidei chachomim. Lefikach, therefore, tzorech odom lishtado sheyiso bas tamu chachom. Best way to attach yourself to them is to make sure that you marry the daughter of a tamu chachom. And likewise, you should marry your daughter off to a tamu chachom. And eat and drink with Tamid Chachamim. Do business with them. Lasos prakmacha l'Tamid Chachamim. Help them in their business. And attach yourself to them in any way possible. Shinemar uledov kobo, that you should attach yourself to them. Adkan l'shono. These are the words of the Rambam. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down the tremendous importance of attaching ourselves to the Talmid Chachamim. He brings down from the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Yishtado b'zeh b'kol kocho af im tzorich lahozil sach rav min chosav avrezeh. In order to make sure you marry into a family of Talmid Chachamim, you should spend a tremendous amount of money. Don't skimp on this. Indeed, he quotes Chazal and Psochim, La'olim yimocher odom kol ha'sheyesh lo. A person should even sell all that he has in order that he saw bas Talmud Chacham. He should go off and marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, or that he should go and marry his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. He points out this is especially important nowadays when there's so many challenges in the world, so difficult for a person to stay on the right path. If you don't engage and connect yourself with Talmidei Chachamim, it will be so much more difficult to be successful in spiritual matters. Tishu footnote number 5 brings down that the reverse is as well true. Stay as far away as you can from Rishoyim. Everything that we said about attaching yourself to Talmidei Chachamim, the exact opposite is true by Rishoyim. Make sure you stay far away from them. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal and Igros Moshe writes, Shetzorch lios ba'oso ofen kamo achibu l'chachamim. Exactly the opposite that you do with Chachamim, do with Rishoyim. Don't have any business dealings with them. Stay as far away from them as possible, unless there are absolutely no other alternatives. Tirshu foot number 6 brings down additional reasons why we should try to be nice to Talmidei Chachamim and give benefit to Talmidei Chachamim. It brings down in the Sefer Shem Olam. Shebizchus zeh, by supporting Talmidei Chachamim, misap im lo kol avonosov, all of your sins are forgiven. And you will as well be zochet to tchiyas ha-meisim, to the resurrection of Yitzhashem im heri yameinu when Mashiach comes. And likewise, You'd be zochet to sit in the yeshiva shomal, even if you weren't successful learning in this world. By being mahana tamid chachamim, you'll be zochet to sit at the same table as the tamid chachamim in the world to come. And indeed, you'll be given the knowledge, the Torah, that you didn't understand in this world, will be given you to in the world to come. Finally, brings down from the Zohar, Shama'arich Talmid Chacham B'soch Beso. If you help support a Talmid Chacham in your house, and you take good care of the Talmid Chachamim, it's as if you brought a carbon Talmid, and the Zohar brings down, Shazocha Avorzel Abonim Tovim Ukdoshim, that you'll be very successful in your own children. You'll be Zohar to have wonderful children who are holy, good children. What better bracha could a parent ever ask for? The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "V'yamru chachameinu zichronam levracha." The rabbis tell us, "Kol anenem misuda shetamid chacham shari b'socha." If a person gets a benefit from a meal that a talmid chacham is at, kilu anenem ziv ashrina. That's as close as we're going to come to enjoying, so to say, the glow and the presence of the shrina in this world, based upon the Gemara in Brachos. Furthermore, he brings down from Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, "Mitzvah al kol odim leavov is kol echad miyisrael kigufo." A person has to love his fellow Jew. Because the pasuk tells us that we have to love our fellow Jew. Therefore, you have to always praise and tell about the praise of your fellow Jew. However, but don't do this in front of people that don't like him, that hate him. Because that's going to lead them to say, oh yeah, you think he's so good, you don't know about this or that, and that's going to lead to terrible lashon hara, as is brought down in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Deis. Therefore, furthermore, v'lochos al momono, a person should be very careful about his friend's money. Kasher uchos al momonatzmo, just like he's careful about his own money, not to squander it, he should be careful with his friend's money. V'rotzu b'chvod atzmo, and just like he's careful about his own kavod, he should be very careful with his friend's kavod. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, l'fiko ha-miskabe b'klon chadero, if you get yourself raised, so to say, you get honored because of your friend's embarrassment, ein l'chelik l'olam abo, that's a terrible thing, and it's going to lead you to lose your share in the world to come, rachmona l'tzlan. Adkan Lashono. This is the conclusion of the words of the Rambam. Now he tells us, V'dafka re'acha b'soru mitzvos. That possibly, Ahavta l're'acha kamocha, has to be somebody who is alike with you, he's your friend in regards to Torah mitzvos. So it deals with good people. Avol Adam Rasha, but if you're dealing with a wicked person, Shira also Shavar Avera Hamufur Semes B'Yisrael, you see him publicly doing sins that are terrible, V'loki b'altochocha, and he doesn't accept reproof, then, and only then, mitzvah l'sinoso. Then you have a mitzvah to go and hate the person. Deer Shifut number 11 reminds us that this is only in a situation where the person is trying to steer other people wrong as well. Otherwise, in the very beginning, the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha tells us that we shouldn't fight with our enemies unless they're apikorsim, unless they're heretics that are trying to go kineged a Torah, and only then do we have to fight with them. If we're unable to convince them any other way, they're not going to listen to us to stop what they're doing. The issue footnote number 10 qualifies to a certain extent who is, quote, capable of being hated. They have to be somebody who's been reproved, somebody who understands what's going on, and there may be nobody in this category really nowadays because many of these people have the status of a tinok shenishba. There's too big a discussion for us right now. Many of the people of our generation are unfortunately like lost children that have been totally devoid of any Torah learning and understanding, and they don't fall into this category of somebody that should be hated. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, Avas Hager Shiniskaya, the love that one has to have for a convert. Shnei mitzvah sasehen, this is a double mitzvah. You have already Yahatlu Echa Kamocha, and then you have Shneimar Bo Gam Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo, there's a separate mitzvah, Vahavta Mesager, that you have to love the convert. Then he continues, Asone Echa Misro Belibo, if somebody hates a Jewish person in his heart, he's over below Sase, he's over a negative commandment. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Lo Sisna Esochicha Bovavecha, you're not allowed to hate somebody else, your friend, your brother, in your heart. Furthermore, v'amak is chavero, if somebody hits his friend, v'amacharfo, or he goes and embarrasses his friend, ain't over b'lav zeh, well, you're not over this lav of los nisos achichu v'avecha, however, ela, who, over mishum lo yosef lakoso, but you're over a different negative prohibition of continuing to hit him. U'b'cheirif over mishum lo sonu ishas amiso, and when you blaspheme the person, or when you embarrass the person, then you're over a different lav of lo sonu ishas amiso, don't cause affliction to your friend. If you embarrass him, go and carry a chait with you. Finally, Deir Shifut number 16 brings down from the Sefer Chofetz Chaim as well, a person has to be especially careful not to cause pain and anguish to his wife. As Chazal tells the Gemara in Bava Metzia, A person has to be especially careful to cause any pain or suffering to his wife. Because unfortunately her tears will come easily to her. And since it's so easy to cause pain and suffering to her, one has to be very careful with this. Likewise, especially true for an almana, a widow, or for an orphan. These are people that one has to be very careful with not to hurt. Finally, in the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes that this idea that everybody has to work is true in general, but there are yechidim that would be better for them to just sit and learn Torah. We don't have time to go into this. That concludes today's shiur.